What's a simulated experience again?
Well, all your memories about your wife and daughter are false. They're like a dream. Someone's taken advantage of you. They were trying to make you ghost hack into some government officials. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But that can't be.
They aren't real. They're a simulated experience. A fantasy. A fantasy.
African Anarchist Radio. Radio. African Anarchist Radio. Radio. African Anarchist Radio. Radio. African Anarchist Radio. Radio.
He's a sweet soul, brother.
Watashi. Aşkınla yandım, ateş aşkınla yandım, nur imanım Ali, Kevserim.
Imagine that they cull stories from the world. I'm beginning to believe that vanity makes them think so. That it's actually the other way around. Stories cull writers from the world. Stories reveal themselves to us. The public narrative, the private narrative. They colonize us. They commission us. They insist on being told. Fiction and non-fiction are only different techniques of storytelling. For reasons that I don't fully understand, fiction dances out of me, and non-fiction is wrenched out by the aching, broken world I wake up to every morning. The theme of much of what I write, fiction as well as non-fiction, is the relationship between power and powerlessness, and the endless circular conflict they're engaged in. John Berger, that most wonderful writer, once wrote, "Never again will a single story be told as though it's the only one. There can never be a single story. There are only ways of seeing. So when I tell a story, I tell it not as an ideologue who wants to pit one absolutist ideology against another, but as a storyteller who wants to share her way of seeing. Though it might appear otherwise, my writing is not really about nations and histories, it's about power. About the paranoia and ruthlessness of power, about the physics of power. I believe that the accumulation of vast, unfettered power by a state or a country, a corporation or an institution, or even an individual, a spouse, a friend, a sibling, regardless of ideology, results in excesses such as the ones I will recount here. Living as I do, as millions of us do, in the shadow of the nuclear holocaust that the governments of India and Pakistan keep promising their brainwashed citizenry, and in the global neighborhood of the war against terror, what President Bush rather biblically calls the task that never ends, I find myself thinking a great deal about the relationship between citizens and the state. State.
what?
Get by this bullet. Break it down like this.
Break.
Okay, what's the next one?
A mission, as we reported yesterday, to take down their air defense capabilities, but it was also very much a psychological mission. They went after terrorist training camps that they knew would be empty, and they carpet bombed them, Peter. They wanted to level whatever facilities they could find to let them know that the United States was going to be back. They also dropped a couple of bombs on the homes of key leaders in all of this. Osama bin Laden's home in the town of Jalalabad, and the leader of the Taliban as well.
Common beats. Common beats is something that anybody can follow. You don't have to get fancy with them like this.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Stay. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound.
I want to see your hands over your head. Here we go.
Thank you.
culture and he.
صوب هالبحر وصوب هالدنيا شن يوم برجع صوب هالبحر وصوب هالدنيا شن يوم برجع
From the choice between good and bad, and wisdom consists in not using the last one, except in case of aggression. But who has begun, and who gave a license to raise the gun, to rape the ground of my brother's mounds, squat on my planes, shoot me down in flames, raping every day. They said that I breathe with the goddamn airplanes, but don't ever put back again your hands on my children.
Never.
Cause if you let my hate keep on growing, I'll crush you with my thumb. You see, word is a link. I am violent cause you did me harm. You are violent, but you're doing harm to yourself. Keep your hands up in the sky if you don't wanna die.
Som hal baharu, som hal dene shin yom berja. Som hal baharu, som hal dene shin yom berja. في عند دم بجسمي وانا وياه رحنا سوا هونيك الارض كان في الشمس ولو ما كان بنا تذكر كل شي من حياتي ودمي لا اخوي في ايد هالموسيقى بتمي ما تخاف يا خيي لانه مات هالحيه كان بيلعب بالحجار هلا راح مع الحرب راح واخد قلوب اولاد معه بل كنت سنه لريح الدنيا شمس بيروح وبيرجع كل السنه وطني عنده حراره لانه قتلوا وماتوا بهالدنيا في مليان ما بيعرفوا كيف نعيش وبيجوا ولا بيسألوا يا دعاني لبنان دعانك طرابلس سيدة معلمك عنتورة مسكنتا متين جبيل سحلة بيروت صنين أشرفية جيسين نبطية سور بشرة دمور صوب هالبحر وصوب هالدنيا يوم برجع انا برجع والله خليني نموت بوطني لبنان
There's some skepticism here in Europe about whether or not I mean what I say.
Stop whining.
And when, you know, we
what's the matter?
Saddam Hussein clearly now knows I mean what I say.
You must be very proud of yourself.
And people in Iraq will know we mean what we say when we talk about freedom.
Stop it!
And we will keep repeating it.
You son of a bitch.
Commissioner. At 11 o'clock this morning, a series of simultaneous bombings leveled buildings all around the city.
Jefferson Center on the west side, the International Exchange downtown, a UN mission on the east side, and the University Library in the Heights were destroyed, among others. No clue as to the identity of the bombers. All off-duty officers report for duty immediately. Patrol cars and bombed areas proceed with caution. Further instructions will follow.
That plane's in trouble! It's out of control!
Oh my gosh, it's going to hit the galaxy!
Here I am, here to bring trouble. Troubleville, here I am, here to bring trouble. Troubleville, here I am. Wanna create chaos and mayhem.
People are afraid. Everyone knows now about Metropolis level to the ground.
Intelligence was good, sound intelligence, on which I made a decision. And in order to, placate the critics and the cynics about the intention of the United States, we need to produce evidence, and I fully understand that, and I'm confident that our search will yield that which I strongly believe, that Saddam had a weapons program.
Music is the main weapon.
Today, oh boy, a snapshot of a midnight joy. Victims powerless, devoured
hammer from a wall. He flexes Texas twisted tongue. Four lined up to kill the desert slums for all that pour beneath the desert sun. Now he's been flame flipped this game. All the targets are taking aim. All targets are taking aim. When the targets are taking aim.
On high alert, our national terror alert status today was downgraded to yellow or elevated.
And the enemy is much more elusive, equally as formidable in the sense of being, I would use the word evil.
Evil. Evil. Evil doers.
The battle of good against evil is always being waged.
Islam and the West
have always been at war. And we know that God is not neutral between them.
So that seems to be a major theme here.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed. Every nation in every region now has a decision to make.
Don't go to hell, please. I beg you, don't go to hell.
I've taken a lot of heat for saying it goes back to the Crusades.
Barely 100 years after Muhammad's death, the Islamic Empire had spread far and wide.
When Iraqi civilians looked into the faces of our servicemen and women, they saw strength and kindness and goodwill, and war is what they got.
Thank you.
Factory as a propaganda technique to let you know that for the price of a cup of coffee, you can send the CIA and other clandestine intelligence services to underprivileged nations around the world for experimentation in chemical and biological warfare, torture training, political assassination, and the most popular of all, population control. Keep going? Okay. Well, after your first donation, you will receive a photo of your adopted agent in some distant land like Somalia or the Gobi Desert, digging a well or administering a shot to unsuspecting natives. You see, folks, together, we can make a difference. Together, we can change the world. Brought to you by the Peace Corps. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
This is the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation.
Military threat.
The flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation. A tide of violence and human misery. A liar. And an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline. Starving victims and how they die. Killable weapons, carpet bomb deaths. Top FBI kill and injure children. Police conspiracy, negative attacks. Discipline, sex and drinking binges. Dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer. Dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb. Mountains of credit card debt. The mountain of cocaine, tons of cocaine, atomic bomb radiation experiments, unwitting test subjects, dangerous radiation, marijuana abuse, hooked on drugs. Time for us to bug out.
Hey.
और आजादी लाने वाला कोई और था। अरे आजादी तो हम लेकर आए थे इनके लिए। अरे आजादी तो हम लेकर आए थे इनके लिए।
This collaboration you with no ego trip. We know we know that it's not for so fighting. It's international. Why don't you keep up with this? That is the attention to the conscious lyrics me try. What they ma do and what they ma chat about. When you get my fat and I blow up, then say you're a government man. You Mr. Run up on the mouth here. What you pass you with a party don't I don't can on. Think for himself. Come the America to be a detention. Come the idea to be turned.
Who goes there? The original is a love foundation alongside navigate around the MIC imperiality. We talk and strictly culture. Culture on the move this year. Hey hey, hey hey, hey hey, hey hey. It's a love foundation. Hey hey, hey hey, hey hey, hey hey. Kingdom against kingdom and nation against nation. Time we are living in a revelation. Cause when you take a stock of the whole situation, the elder them a fight to the young generation. Instead of them a try and build a firm foundation, them a bring humanity down to pure degradation. With chemical warfare and nuclear weapons, starvation, separation, dehumanization. The world population has to take precaution from pollution, corruption, deception, infection. Politicians them claim that them got this. But if it not them heart, them have a wicked intention. To rinse out poor people with tax and inflation. Segregating the masses, separating the nation. You think of something to me when you answer me question. You better watch yourself before they put you in a madman. All of them are sick in the place, do punch a move. All of them are sick in the place, do punch a move. All of them are sick in the place, do punch a move. All of them are sick, all of them do punch a move. Hey hey, hey hey, hey hey, hey hey.
We are the navigator.
Hey hey, hey hey, hey hey, hey hey.
Sound of the culture, born of the moon. You got to be conscious in everything that you do.
Here's a love foundation. We look.
Every youth shall witness the day that Babylon shall fall.
Thank you.
shall witness the day that Babylon shall fall.
Supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of our families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil. Not by our will and not in our name. We pledge resistance. We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war or for their religion or ethnicity. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real. Real. Real.
11 سبتمبر الامريكان باللي صندره ضربها في الصندره صرعت بتسبغت ولا تصندره الوورد تريد سنتر اصلاح فيهم الشاكه اون بليس الكيروزان هو اللي دو بلا شارفون تالي تور جمال رابو كل بريك بار بريك قدام لي فيديرو واللي برو على ناركوتيك سي با لوجيك في نص لي فلام والنيران لقاو باسبور وكاسيت اوديو فيها القران نورمال قبل ما بدات لونكات جابو الكوبابل برونشاو لي كابل كروزاو لي مو كيما سكرابل للديابل عمبالو من الاول عماه معول البورت بارول تاعو ما يكون غير سيركولين باول تصاور جاوب الساتيليت نوار بلون نعتو لي كون دونترينمون تاع لي طالبان جات لا رونسون اوبجيكتيف افغانستان سبع ايام بومباردمون ساي طبقو لا ميسيون كونكلوزيون فوبا كتسقسي عالبيلون باه فونجاو لي 3000 راحو قتلو دي مليون ما حبسوش لهنا درك وين بدا الديكا سي البوفوار نوار تاع لومبير دو امريكا امريكا في ايرو نيوز و سي ان ان فاهم ميزون سان كاستينغ و سيناريو بصح العذاب مشو كذب في اللي كاش تاع غوانتانامو لي سيرفو تاع لا ميزون بلانش ملهيكا جابو لي السولدات على غير جيو ايكونوميك مالا جيب لا كارت جيوغرافيك شوفها في لازي تلقى بلاصه استراتيجيك كاين بحر صغير فيه تريزور كبير لاميركا سبيانا بترول و هيدروكاربور الامريكان حبه توصل تما بالسيف البروبليم كان الروس و زيد ايران لي في لو سود دونك لا سوليسيون سي لافغانستان و لي بان بين الباكستان و تركمانستان على رسيبان صاي اون تراسي و درك البلان جيب العرب جيب لي بلان جيب لاكتور و جيب لي كون سي لو ميم كلان لي ميم تات لو ميم تم الهي في الشيشان في الكشمير و السودان لا ليست بلان عم بالهم و عم بالنا احنا مغمضين عينينا و نستناو غير في الدالة امريكا
הכל נופל עליי, דתות סגורות מאחוריי ומלפניי ומצדדיי אלוהי, הלוואי תירד אליי, רודפים אותי בחיי אוהי מאוחדים רוצים להשמידיי אנחנו מניקים ומחמשים את הסונים די, כוונות טובות אבל היום אני בין כוונות שתותחים חזית הקרב, על הרצפה לשכב טלוויזיה רק שטויות, סאפ מקשיב ונעלב פוליטיקאים עוד רבים בין ימין ושמאל אחד ומשול, היי, ביחד נשרוד לחוד מפול וזה הכל
ביחד נשרוד
אחרון שוב פעם משקית את נמרח על
הדגל לעמוד ההמנון ולחשוש על אש הזית מייצג את השלום מצטער הוא לא גר פה יותר הוא נכתב הוא נרצח היה שלום חבר לחיצות ידיים חיוכים מזויפים הסכמים בדם נחתמים איפה אלוהים? הטקטיקה פוליטיקה אין אפילו אתיקה צרחות הקורבנות הופכות לאט לאט פואטיקה חושב בסלון מגרד הביצים בזמן שאח שלי טוחן אבנים בשטחים אני לא דתי בשקל מראש מתנצל ברגיע יום שגם הצל יושב בבית מתפלל
For the rebel arrangement, rebel engagement, peace and the lover, calypso dancer, punk stepping up, new wave, old wave, genre defying, spinning on the A-list, we know the line is the application of the citation is the iration of a gyration is the inclination of them that's inclined to keep the thing mindful, tis the bigger picture, biblical descendants, scribes are no scripture, articulation of the incantation is the foundation of the emancipation is the Sign distraction, many find time for tabby bye-bye Me oh my oh me, tis it so simplistic Child's play, man's play, could it be sadistic? Headspace locked in them plastic gods It's too much, it's too many reasons To keep deceiving and keep it believing In the ooblah-rah-rah, the slogan is The crocodile pain, the crocodile tears She don't really need that brand new nose And you don't really need slick shoes and slick clothes But we're far too busy to keep our mind privy To the blessing of the man and the grammar, the OSDs Ready to receive the breeze, a cold breeze All that we need is to plant the good seed Something to live for, something to believe So I don't know, let's get to know we're too cool Keeping them cuts and cones, true school Far from the regular, none you used to Them kind of stylish, something's supposed to Mind and soul in tune and loose to cooler than cool So I don't know, let's get to know we're too cool Keeping them cuts and cones, true school Far from the regular, none you used to Them kind of stylish, something's supposed to Mind and soul in tune and loose
shall speak of the wretched sea that worships these shores, of mothers crying for their young swallowed up by the sea. This poem shall say nothing new. This poem shall speak of time, time unlimited, time undefined. This poem shall call names, names like Lumumba, Kenyatta, Nkrumah, Hannibal, Atherton, Malcolm, Garvey, Haile Selassie. This poem is vexed about apartheid, racism, fascism, the Ku Klux Klan, riots in Brixton, Atlanta, Jim Jones. This poem is revolting against first world, second world, third world, division, man-made decision. This poem is like all the rest. This poem will not be amongst great literary works, will not be recited by poetry enthusiasts. It will not be quoted by politicians or men of religion. This poem is knives, bombs, guns, blood, fire, blazing for freedom. Yes. This poem is a drum, Ashanti, Ma Ma, Igbo, Yoruba, Naya Bingi warriors, Yohuru, Yohuru, Namibia, Yohuru, Yohuru Soweto, Yohuru Africa. This poem will not change things. This poem needs to be changed. This poem is a rebirth of a people, a rising, awakening, understanding. This poem speaks, is speaking, I've spoken. This poem shall continue even when poets have stopped writing. This poem shall survive, you, me. It shall linger in history, in your mind, in time, forever.
This poem is time, only time will tell. This poem is still not written. This poem has no point. This poem is just a part of a story. His story, her story, our story. The story still untold. This poem is now ringing, talking, irritating, making you want to stop it. But this poem will not stop. This poem is long, cannot be short. This poem cannot be tamed, cannot be blamed. The story is still not told about this poem. This poem is old, new. This poem was copied from the Bible, your prayer book, Playboy magazines, New York Times, Reader's Digest, the CIA files, the KGB files. This poem is no secret. This poem shall be called boring, stupid, senseless. This poem is watching you trying to make sense from this poem. This poem is messing up your brains, making you want to stop listening to this poem. But you shall not stop listening to this poem. You need to know what will be said next. This poem shall disappoint you because this poem is to be continued in your mind. In your mind.
Thank you. Similarly in India, not hundreds but millions of us would be ashamed and offended if we were in any way implicated with the present Indian government's fascist policies, which apart from the perpetration of state terrorism in the Valley of Kashmir in the name of fighting terrorism, have also turned a blind eye to the recent state-supervised pogrom against Muslims in Gujarat. It would be absurd to think that those who criticize the Indian government are anti-Indian, although the government itself never hesitates to take that line. It is dangerous to cede to the Indian government or the American government or anyone for that matter the right to define what India or America are or ought to be. To call someone anti-American, indeed to be anti-American, or for that matter, anti-Indian or anti-Timbuktuan, is not just racist, it's a failure of the imagination. An inability to see the world in terms other than those the establishment has set out for you. If you're not a Bushi, you're a Taliban. If you don't love us, you hate us. If you're not good, you're evil. Like many others, I too made the mistake of scoffing at this post-September 11 rhetoric, dismissing it as foolish and arrogant. But I realized that it's not foolish at all. It's actually a canny recruitment drive for a misconceived, dangerous war. Every day I'm taken aback at how many people believe that opposing the war in Afghanistan amounts to supporting terrorism or voting for the Taliban. Now that the initial aim of the war, capturing Osama bin Laden, dead or alive, seems to have run into bad weather, the goalposts have been moved. It's being made out the whole point of the war was to topple the Taliban regime and liberate Afghan women from their burqas. We are being asked to believe that the US Marines are actually on a feminist mission. If so, will their next stop be America's military ally, Saudi Arabia? Think of it this way. In India, there are some pretty reprehensible social practices against untouchables, against Christians and Muslims, against women. Pakistan and Bangladesh have even worse ways of dealing with minority communities and women. Should they be bombed? Should Delhi, Islamabad, and Dhaka be destroyed? Is it possible to bomb bigotry out of India? Can we bomb our way to a feminist paradise?
Information, even a simulated experience or a dream, is simultaneous reality and fantasy. Any way you look at it, all the information that a person accumulates in a lifetime is just a drop in the bucket.